The American Civil Liberties Union calls Donald Trump a one-man constitutional crisis. Just 53 days into Trump's presidency, the ACLU is positioning itself as the chief enforcer of the government's system of checks and balances. And the man leading that effort is lawyer David Cole. Here's NPR's justice correspondent Carrie Johnson with more.
The man at the heart of the legal resistance to the Trump agenda is sitting in an unfinished office a block away from the White House. The ACLU's new national legal director, David Cole, hasn't had time to hang pictures on the wall or remember to bring a mug to hold his morning tea.
I get to wake up every morning and I get paid to think about how to respond in ways that will preserve our basic rights and liberties. That's a tremendous privilege.
Cole's on a four-year leave from his teaching job at Georgetown Law School. When he accepted the ACLU job in the summer of 2016, Cole says he had no idea what was to come.
The way Anthony Romero, the executive director, sold me on it was, you're going to have a liberal Supreme Court for the first time in your career as a constitutional lawyer. I didn't put in any little condition at the bottom of the contract saying what happens if somebody else gets elected, because nobody thought that was a possibility.
So that didn't happen. But Cole says the job's only more important now. Now that the president is a man who tweeted people who burn the flag should have their citizenship revoked. It so happens that one of Cole's big breaks came nearly 30 years ago. Writing legal briefs in a case where the Supreme Court, led by conservative Justice Antonin Scalia, upheld flag burning as an expression of the right to free speech.
So much of your life has been spent preparing in some ways
for this.
When 1 week into the Trump presidency and 2 weeks into David Cole's new job, Trump signed a travel ban, a team of lawyers from the ACLU stayed up all night and took the administration to court. Cole explains.
Never before in the history of this country have we used the immigration law to favor one religion over another. And the bedrock principle of the Establishment Clause is that the government cannot, in any area of its authority, favor one religion over another religion.
The courts mostly agreed with the ACLU, putting Trump's original travel ban on hold. The White House has now revoked the original order and issued a new one that narrows its reach. But the ACLU says it's going to keep fighting, based on the argument that religious discrimination against Muslims permeates the whole plan.
I think the ACLU is taking an extreme position. They have the right to do it. They have the right to advocate their position. But I think what they've done in their proceedings is put the country at risk.
Jay Sekulow is a lawyer at the American Center for Law and Justice, a group that bills itself as a counterweight to the ACLU. Sekulow says he's convinced there's a valid national security purpose for the travel limits. But he says it makes sense for the ACLU to take its opponents to court, just like he did when he challenged President Obama's actions on immigration. As for David Cole, he's devoted his entire adult life to the Constitution and the courts. But he says he's enthusiastic about street marches and rallies and those little blue ribbons that actors wore at the Academy Awards to honor the ACLU. In fact, Cole says it's actions by people that power change.
If you think of sort of constitutional evolution as a sentence, the Supreme Court's decision is the period at the end of the sentence, but the words in the sentence are the work of citizen activists joined together in organizations, what we call civil society, that are committed to a particular constitutional vision.
Cole says he and the legal team at the ACLU are prepared to test that proposition and help organize those activists. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.